Howdy, my name is Chris Zekand. I'm here with Rick Edelstein, lead developer and CEO of Cicada Security Technologies, here for our weekly Cicada Security Podcast. What's up this week?
So today what we're going to talk about is we're going to talk about taking the Cicada Security platform to the next step, which is mobile and tablets. So if we start thinking about a lot of our confidential information, our emails, etc., are replicated out of our desktop or our laptop off to our tablets, our mobile intelligent devices such as smartphones. And in many cases, although we put great effort into securing our computers, the care to secure these mobile devices isn't always there. BlackBerry platform has inherently got a number of security features into it, including encryption, secure communications between the BBS server, the BlackBerry Bez server and the device itself. But we start looking at other phones in the iPhone platforms, and we look at the Android platforms, and we don't have a lot of these security features. The other problem is even though we do copy the data, even though we may have security in getting our information out to the mobile device, a lot of times security may actually not be on the device itself. So, there may be encryption in the communication, but access controls may not be there. So, what we want to do is what we want to start addressing issues such as unauthorized access to these devices, unauthorized use of the device, protecting it if it's stolen, if you forgot it somewhere. You want to make sure that the device, that the information on this data is protected, and you also want to make sure that you're aware of when that device goes out of range. So what I'm going to be talking about today is the next development in the series of Cicada products, which is the Cicada 2, or that's what we're calling it right now. And what we've done with the Cicada 2 is we've been requested pretty much every time we present the Cicada to someone, they ask us, what do you do to protect laptops and mobile devices? And the answer is, we don't address that, but since our Cicada 1 device is a USB product. But Cicada 2 is based upon Bluetooth low energy. So what we have is a key fob style device, which has Bluetooth transceiver in it. And what this device does is it provides us a number of features. So we can, if we lose our mobile device or tablet, you can press a button on the key fob and it will automatically cause the device to vibrate and chime. Alternately, if the mobile device is separated from the key fob, if it goes out of specific set range, then what we can do is we can invoke a number of policy-based actions. And these policy-based actions can include starting a countdown timer before data destruction, an instant lock of the device, the device sending an alert message with, let's say, a GPS coordinate, a variety of different features that we've started planning for the implementation of Cicada 2. So this is actually rather exciting, because what we're doing is we're seeing more of the tablet computers, mostly iPads, being used in businesses. This gives those people who are looking for this convenient platform, means of security for this convenient platform. So it's very exciting. We're hoping to see this in the markets by mid-2013. Okay. So it's really preliminary at this point. But it's just to give an idea of where we're going in the continued development of the Cicada platform.
That's very cool. Do you think that they would the Cicada 1 and the Cicada 2, be able to work together, or would they be two?
They're two separate. So what we're doing right now is the hardware platform for the Cicada 2 is already developed. We're working on developing the software. So basically, we're identifying what features that exist in Cicada 1, what kind of triggers we have that are in common. We're going to identify new triggers that we can build in with the new hardware platform. But what we're doing is we're taking a lot of the values that we deliver in Cicada 1 and including it in Cicada 2. We can add in this also the monitoring, but we can add the monitoring service in there as well. to alert the user where the device is. Since the mobile platform, since mobile phones have a lot more interesting features in them, such as most have now basically geo-positioning technology in it, we can actually provide to the second information of where that device actually is the moment that it gets triggered. So a lot of the stuff that we may see in, let's say, the Apple's mobile Mi platform, the security platform, we'll be able to provide across the board to all devices. Mm-hmm. It's not that we haven't modeled this after the Apple's features. What we've done is we're just looking at, you know, what can we do with Bluetooth LRE,
yes,
and Bluetooth 4.0 low energy? What can we do with it, and what kind of values can we provide these users? So that's pretty much it.
Okay, it's sort of thing. It should be sort of like a key fob that you'd attach to your keys or something like that?
Exactly. So it looks like a little key fob, has a button on it, attaches to your device, lasts about a week on a charge, mm-hmm, and just protects your devices. You know, and of course, the cicada, you just have to be aware that, you know, when your device is protected, you know, you don't go running mm-hmm off with your phone without your keys, or you may end up, you know, you end up invoking the countdown timer. Mm-hmm. But if you're an authorized user, you just enter your password to deactivate it in that case. But, you know, our attitude is, you know, you'll end up wiping the device, but, you know, if you back up your device regularly, it's not really a critical because you just reconnect it to your computer and bang, you're back in business again.
How did you decide on Bluetooth as the enabling technology as opposed to other ones?
Well, think about it. I mean, when we did the laptops, we said, what's the common interface that we could use for, you know, putting a physical threat detection device? It was USB. Mm-hmm. And if we start looking at tablets, phones, etc., every one of them, all the smart devices have Bluetooth in them now. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, not all of them have Bluetooth low energy. So that's going to limit our market in the early stages. But our attitude is that we're seeing a lot of the new devices that are coming out are running Bluetooth 4.0 low energy. So, you know, in the older devices, the Cicada 2 may not be the best solution for you, or it's a suitable solution because you have really no other choice. But when you're running Bluetooth on an older device, that's going to start taking down your battery a lot. But in the newer devices that are running low energy, it should have a marginal impact on the battery loss.
Very cool.
All right. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much it today.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.